Yeah, all right.
Oh, who is that fox and lady?
It's Coco Love.
Coco Love.
Sent from up above.
That's my lady. She's so sexy, so sweet, so fine.
Oh, she is so fine.
Chocolate, yeah. Give it to me, baby. It's your boy, She Will Love. I've been waiting, I ain't seen you in a long, long time. Your body looking all tasty and chocolatey, yeah. I love it. Give it to me, baby, the Chronicles.
I wanna jam, baby.
Talk to me, baby, talk to me. That sexy little voice of y'all's. Let me get some R&B, some soul to move my body. Yeah.
Coco Love.
Chronicles. Nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9, The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for checking me out. We had a late start, but that shout out to Danny LaBelle from Comical Radio. He had a nice little interview, and that'll broadcast tomorrow on his show. But thank you all for sitting back and waiting patiently for me to come through. The homie, Brian. Should we call you Brian? Urkelbot? What are we calling you? Urkelbot? Brian Alliance,
yeah, why not?
He's in the building right now. So shout out to him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's popping? What time is the guest coming?
I told him 5:30. I know he's a rapper.
Damn, we told him. We told him the CP time.
I told him
the 5:30. CP time is 5:30 for 6 o'clock. I had a friend the other night. We had dinner, and she told everybody to get there at 6:45. I was like, now you know there ain't no regular reservation time. So I was like, what's the real time? She said, well, I don't know. And I was like, is it 7:30? She was like, well, who told you it was 7:30? I'm like, woman, don't nobody make reservations for 6:45 on a Saturday.
No one makes anything to 15 of anything.
Exactly. Exactly. So basically, you know, that's the CP time for us folks that are generally late.
How are you doing, though?
Well, I'm splendid. I'm wonderful.
You have a wonderful. I am wonderful. Yeah, this is my first time here. I'm just looking around like.
Yes, this is his first time here. You know, we're a work in progress over here at Baruch College, WBNB 87.9 The Biz.
Nice plug.
You know how we do up in this piece.
Why you putting Cleopatra voice on for?
My who?
Your Cleopatra voice.
Cleopatra or Foxy Cleopatra? I don't know.
You know how we do over here. On the Coco Love Chronicles. Call me up. Anyone, you want some sex advice?
Yeah, y'all can do that. 646-312-4726.
Yeah, tell them to call up. I'll help them out.
Yeah, so tonight, it's a little different. We're going to do a little hip-hop thing. And y'all know, I do some hip-hop, but not really.
That hippity-hoppity stuff.
You know, I try to keep that for the chillins. But I do play rap on my show.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who you like?
Kanye. I play Jay-Z. I play Waka Flocka.
You're not even saying his name right.
What's his name? Waka Flocka?
Yes.
Whatever.
I play Waka Flocka. Are you serious?
Whatever. I play him, and sometimes if I'm in a mood, I may play some Soulja Boy or some Gucci. I keep it fresh and current for the children.
You play the Gucci?
Dude. I may play some Gucci. I did play his Gucci Freaky Girl. I used to run that.
A while ago.
That was a while ago.
A while ago, yeah. Darling.
Like Boosie and all of them, Webby.
Come on, Boosie.
I know. It was a minute ago. He's locked up now. You know, I have my moments. I like to play the songs that's going to make me shake my ass a little something.
Why don't you play one of them just right now? Play one of them joints right now.
Yeah, no, see, that's not happening.
There's no webcam here.
I don't even have it.
That's the point. No one will see it but me.
He just wants me to shake my tail feather.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Awesome.
Maybe.
I'll sit back now. Wait.
Hilarious. So, what's new with you, Brian? Tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Long Island, but
what you do? Because he seems to be doing a whole lot of stuff.
I don't do anything. I just sit back and I push a broom.
He has a show on PNC Radio, which airs Fridays, called The Bar Exam.
It's all right. It's a cool little thing over there. It's cool.
Is he trying to be biased right now? Is that what's popping?
No, I mean, it's cool. It's not like your show, though. Your show is the hit. Can I curse here?
What you want to say? No MFs.
I can say shit?
You already did. All
right.
Can you? I don't know. Can you?
We'll find out now.
Are you allowed to? You said it.
Cause ish? Should we substitute with the ish?
You can say ish.
Your show.
Sometimes I slip. Is this your first time listening?
No, I listened to you before when you had Kel Spencer up here.
Oh, okay, shout out to the homie.
I listened to a couple times actually. I can't even lie.
Okay, all right.
Back when I had my own place and I was chilling.
We have a fan, another fan.
That's why I was like, it looked like maroon, like on the video. That's why I was looking like, are we in the same spot? Like, is this?
Yeah.
I don't know if I was just high or inebriated. Could have
been.
I could have swore it was like maroon. It was like a glass, like right behind you too.
You know, see, we do like visual effects, so it has that look. But really,
are you lying to me, or are you telling the truth?
No, I'm really just telling you a story right now.
Yo, why does a 6 train like not allow you to switch to go downtown?
You mean in like because you don't have an unlimited?
Yeah,
you can do that on 14th Street.
Thank you for telling me that now.
Oh,
I have to spend another $250.
Why didn't you tell the people that work in the train?
I mean, I don't really like to bother people when I'm
that's
traveling.
That's their job. What are you talking about? That is their job to answer all those questions. No?
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to this dude, Troy, see where the hell he's at.
You know, I'm not going to throw him under the bus when he arrives because maybe he is busy doing other things.
Doing Troy ass stuff?
You know, he is from Brooklyn. I mean,
what's that mean?
They are noted to do some other types of things that us regular, normal, civilized folks don't do. So, you know.
You just said everyone in Brooklyn is uncivilized. I hope you know that.
I love them, though. I love Brooklyn. That's like my second home.
So, next, how come you're not coming to Brooklyn this Saturday to my party?
Because I'm going to another bigger and better party at Pier 92.
Whoa.
All right. So, we're going to get right into some music. You know how I like to warm y'all up a little something. I got Kanye West, Take One for the Team. This is my joint. So keep it locked to WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles.
Can someone go downstairs with an
All right, so that's going to take a little while. And we will get some music on for you. And let's just hope it works out. And it could just be it could just be the disc itself. So we're gonna knock that out. And it's still gonna be Kanye West. It's not gonna be the song I wanted to hear though. It's another one from his Good Friday stuff. So keep it locked. WBNB 87.9.
I wonder what the Catholic Church says about his Good Friday.
I think it's like copyright infringement.
No, I mean, whatever. No? I'm going to do So Appalled. I like this joint. So keep it locked. WBNB 87.9.
You got a hip-hop playlist.
One hand in the air.
I don't.
If you don't really care, two hands in the air. If you don't really care, it's like that sometimes. I mean, ridiculous. It's like that sometimes. It's shit ridiculous. One hand in the air. If you don't really care, middle finger in the air. If you don't really care, it's like that sometimes, man, ridiculous. Life can be sometimes ridiculous. I'm so appalled, spawning, bald, and Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all. Baby, you're fire, your girlfriend higher. But if you don't mind, I'ma keep you on call. We are but a law, we don't give a fuck about y'all. Like a dogs that'll chew a fucking hole through the wall. But since they all love us, I need more rubbers. And if I don't use rubbers, need more covers. Housekeeping, I mean goddamn, one time, let it be a bad bitch sweeping. That know we get O's like Tibios. That know because they seen us in the videos. That know the day that you play me, it be the same day MTV play videos. That was a little joke, voila. Praises due to the most high, Allah. Praises due to the most fly, Prada. Baby, I'm magic, ta-da. Address me as your highness, high as united. 30,000 feet up and you were not invited. Niggas be
writing bullshit like they gotta work. Niggas going through real shit, man, they out of work. That's why another goddamn dance track gotta hurt. That's why I'd rather spit something that gotta perk. Champagne wishes, 30 white bitches. I mean, the shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I mean, the shit is fucking ridiculous. 5-star dishes, different exotic fishes. Man, this shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
How should I begin this? I'm just so offended. How am I even mentioned by all these fucking beginners? I'm so appalled, I might buy them all just to show niggas how much more I have in store. I'm fresher than you all, so I don't have to pause. All of y'all can suck my balls, do my draws. Dark night feeling, die you be a hero. I live long enough to see yourself become a villain. I went from the favorite to the most hated. But would you rather be underpaid or overrated? More victories is for minor league coaches. And yeah, already told you we major, you cockroaches. Show me where the boats is, Ferrari test the roasters. The hammer went broke, so you know I'm more focused. I lost 30 mil, so I spent another 30. Cause unlike Hammer, 30 million can't hurt me. Fucking insane, the fuck am I saying? Not only am I fly, I'm fucking not playing. All these little bitches, too big for their britches. Burning their little bridges, fucking ridiculous.
Champagne wishes, 30 white bitches. I mean, the shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I mean, the shit is fucking ridiculous.
5-star dishes, different exotic fishes. Man, this shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
Success is what you make it, take it how it come. A half a million 20s like a billion where I'm from. An arrogant drug dealer, the legend I've become. CNN said I'll be dead by 21. Blackjack, I just pulled an ace as you looking at the king in his face. Everything I dream, motherfuckers, I'm watching it take shape. Watching you, I'm just a young rich nigga that lacks faith. Range Rover, leather roof, love war, fuck a truth. Still move a bird like I'm in bed with Mother Goose. Them hoes coming in a baker's dozen, claiming they was with me when they know they really wasn't. I keep the city's best, never said she was the brightest. So if you had her too, it don't affect me in the slightest. I never met a bitch that didn't need a little guidance, so I dismiss her past until she disappoints your highness. I speak the gospel, hostile. Tony doing time for what he did, the nostrils. Paranoid mind, I'm still under the watchful eye of the law, aspire for more. Them kilos came, we gave you Bobby Brown jaw. Flaws ain't flaws when it's you that makes the call. Flow similar to the legends of the falls. Spilling, I own you all. Yeah.
Champagne wishes, 30 white bitches. I mean, the shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I mean, the shit is fucking ridiculous.
5-star dishes, different exotic fishes. Man, the shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I am so outrageous. I wear my pride on my sleeve like a bracelet. If God had an iPod, I'd be on this playlist. My phrases amazes, the faces and places, the favorite. My cup overrun up with hunters. Dummy, damn it's hard not for me to waste it. The new commandment, thou should not hate, kid. My movement is like the civil rights, I'm Ralph David. Abernathy, so call my lady Rosa Parks. I am nothing like the niggas, baby, those are marks. I met this girl on Valentine's Day, fucked her in May. She found out about April, so she chose the March. Damn, another broken heart. I keep bitches by the twos, nigga Noah's Ark. I got a 7 on me, I call my Joe Lamar. Plus a Trojan in my pocket, Matt Liner. G.A.T. in the Pathfinder. Cause you haters got PhDs. Y'all just some major haters and some math minors. Tiger Woods don't make me grab iron.
And young champagne wishes and 30 white bitches. You know the shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. You know the shit is fucking ridiculous. Cars for the missus and furs for the mistress.
WBNB 87.9, the biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. I didn't want to cut off the RZA, but I just had to. The RZA, the Jizza, the old Dirty B, Kanye, Swizz Beatz, Jay-Z, all of them is on that song, and it's mad long, so I had to cut it down, all right? But it is so effing ridiculous. Shout out to Kanye on his good Friday-ish every week. And our guest is finally here. Shout out to him, Brooklyn. on that late stuff. Yeah, you can talk.
I'm here, y'all. I'm sorry I'm late. I apologize. This is my humble voice. I'm tired.
It's your humble voice?
Yeah.
So what's your other voice?
I just be regular, like, yeah, what up, y'all? It's Troy Ave.
That's your, oh, okay. Okay. But
yeah, it's my humble, tired voice.
I ain't Troy Ave.
I'm out of breath.
Did you run up the stairs?
Yeah, I did.
Did they have to frisk you downstairs?
No.
No?
Thank God.
You came in good? Even though I didn't have a last name for you.
I was
going to say.
My last name is Collins.
Brian didn't know that. So I just put your first name. And then I'm like, if I have to deal with security for this, oh, dude is breaking out a Capri Sun. Yes. Or is that a Kool-Aid jammer?
I wish it was. It's a Capri Sun.
Shout out to him.
I be buying them from Family Dollar and all that. Like the boxes. I be buying like 5 boxes at a time. But I always drink the Kool-Aid jammers first because I like the tropical punch.
And, you know, do you mix it with liquor or you just drink it like
straight
that?
grab 2 of them, bounce out the crib, do your thing.
All right. So people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Do I need headphones?
Right now we're just gonna work it like this because the headphones pause. Are MIA.
Okay. Yeah, I got headphones.
Was that a pause right moment?
Yeah, you said we're gonna work it like this.
I don't think those work though. I mean, I'm okay. Just you know, they're just there for show.
We got display headphones
to show how not to treat headphones. That's what they're there for. All right, so give us a little background. First of all, how you got your name?
Troy Ave. The way I got that name is that it was actually cross street of a neighborhood block of mine in Brooklyn. And Troy Ave, I took the name. I felt like a better way to represent Brooklyn and New York as a whole than using the popular name. And that was Troy Ave.
Is it real popular, though?
Yeah, it's popular
you do need it. Is it like popular because people get murked there, or is it just popular because it's
all types of stuff? It's real, you know what I mean? It's some violence in there, you know.
What part of Brooklyn is that?
Crown Heights.
Okay.
Yeah, but Troy Ave is like, it runs all the way through.
That's like the I traveled there once because I was getting a weave.
Oh, just once.
And it was, yeah, because it's the last stop on the 3 train or something.
There you go.
Or the 2, and then I was. 4. Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, you the guy.
And so I took that train because the girl that was doing my weave, she was around like on J or something, and it was near.
On J?
Something. You know, I don't know. It's Brooklyn. You know how y'all do.
How the weave come out?
It was all right.
Worked out for you? Okay.
Not right now, though.
Not right now. That's why you got the army hat on. She got the
Nas. I almost did have my army hat on tonight, though. I almost did.
Like, it's
put that on, but I put on my regular hat that covers on my hair when I don't feel like doing that.
Okay, so how it dropped down? I can't, but we not even on satellites. I can't talk crazy.
So how long have you been in this business?
I have not been.
How'd you get this start?
I'm not in the business because I don't get paid from the business. So
okay.
That's when I'm in the business.
All right.
I'm in the bricks in my backpack. That's the type of business I'm into as far as making music, about having bricks in my backpack. And so
I don't know if the feds listen to this, but
No.
You don't mean bricks.
See,
bricks.
I choose my words wisely. I said I'm into the business of making music about bricks in my backpack.
Oh, okay, got you. All right.
Aha.
Uh-huh. So how long have you been doing this?
Rapping? I've been rapping for like 5 years now.
Did you ever come here?
Yes, I did, actually.
I think I remember. It was a minute ago. It might have been a minute ago.
Yeah, it was.
Did he try to put his late night Keep Sweat voice on for me just now?
Nah, I'm chilling like a palm tree. I'm hot. Okay. I ran up the
you
stairs.
You hot? You need some air? Crazy. You want some water? We don't have none.
We got
a water fountain around the corner. I mean, you know.
Got the mic up, niggas. Oh, I'm standing doing an interview.
Whatever you feel comfortable doing.
People stand doing an interview?
If you feel comfortable standing up.
I want to do something different. What people don't do while you do an interview?
They don't drink Capri Suns.
Okay, cool.
So that's something different. You about to freestyle?
Nah, I was just getting my Biggie on. Yeah, I got the old headphones like Biggie in the basement. Notorious.
All right, so what would you say sets you apart from other artists that are in the game? Would you still consider yourself underground?
Yeah, definitely. I'm on a come up.
You want to come up? So what sets you apart
like
from other
from the devil,
underground rappers? Shovel. like the maybe Emilio Rojas. He's kind of underground still.
My music and my whole style and my swag is totally different.
You don't have the hipster like, look.
Yeah, I'm not a hipster. Like, I don't do nothing hipsterish.
You're mad hyper. Is it the Capri Sun?
It was the running. I got all this energy now. Like, you know what I mean? It got my, what they call that?
Adrenaline up?
Yeah, I got the adrenaline going.
Okay.
I'm just on it.
I feel like I should be standing too.
Yeah, no, I'm not on coke or anything.
I wasn't going to ask.
Yeah, but my music is just different. Like, anybody that hear it, they calling it mixtape of the year, and that's crazy. A lot of stuff came out. Two dope boys named it mixtape, best mixtape title ever. People calling it mixtape of the year. My music is authentic. My music gives you emotion. Like, it makes you want to go out and get money and do your thing and take risks. And that's my music motivates people to do stuff. Other people's music is just, you listen to it and you hear it.
Okay, so it makes you want to get up and do something.
It makes you want to do everything I'm talking about, even if that's not you. My music is like a motion picture. It's like, I don't know.
So it's a movie?
It's like a movie.
Okay.
But it's actually more of a documentary than a movie.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Because it's real life.
Yeah, exactly. It's based on true stories. You know what I mean? Not saying that it was exactly me. So I got to choose my words wisely. Not saying that it was me. Uh-huh. It might have been, you know what I mean?
You painting the image.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how did Fabulous get down with the mixtape?
Fab heard what I was doing. And, no matter of fact, I'm going to tell you how Fab got down with it. I met Fab through my homegirl, Tahiri. She do modeling and all that. Like, she's real flying dope.
Tahiri, that's not the other chick that Joe Budden was dealing
with.
Yeah, Tahiri
with the big old
butt. Okay.
Front page of magazines and all that. Yeah, shout out to her. So I met her. That's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but we just met on a humble, like, we just happened to be in the same place in his car. The cops pulled him over, and we was in Jersey eating, me, her, and her other homegirl. And he needed somebody to get his car. You know what I mean? Because in Jersey, they pull you out your car and they let somebody pick it up. Mm. Your license ain't good. So, picked it up, ended up going on a video shoot, kicking it at the video shoot, whatever. It wasn't even like, yo, son, I rap. Yo, let's do something. I mean, it was just regular. It was real organic. That's the new word I picked up, organic.
Oh, okay.
So we was just kicking it organically. And it was like, and then it was like, all right, cool. All right, we went to dinner, kicked it. All right, cool. All right, so I'm going to get up. See you later. All right, boom, boom. We ain't exchange numbers and none of that. And then so happened like 2 days later, I was going to my jeweler, David the Jeweler. Shout out to him. And I went to put an order for something. And I see a truck rolling up, and I had just met Fab like 2 days ago. And then I seen that it was Fab truck, so I'm put on my hand like, what up? And then like he pull over and rolling window, oh, it's good, whatever, whatever. When he pull over on the window, I hear somebody in the back seat of the car. Who is it? My man David the Jeweler. He like, yo, Fab, you know Troy? How you know Troy? And we was in the Diamond District, by the way, 47th Street. So now he like, yo, Troy is dope, da 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 da. So I guess he took it from there in his mind, like people show you who they are. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm out there and I'm buying real diamonds, then I must be a real dude. You know what I'm saying? So
like getting money, dude.
Not necessarily. I just, you know what I mean? I'm just a real dude. I don't wear fake jewelry.
Okay, because you're getting money.
You don't listen to their music. It's a crime against humanity. I'm telling you, they lead you down a road of despair.
There's
no truth to that.
No floss and cubic zirconias.
Yeah, no.
The back page of Double XL.
Yeah, we don't do cubies at all.
So recession, though.
I'm recession free.
Okay.
I'm recession proof.
All right.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So what was your proudest moment in this business? Thank you. Shout out to a dangerously beautiful clothing line in Florida. So what sets you apart from other artists right now?
What sets me apart? I probably like other artists on the come up. Like everybody
on the come up, out right now.
Everybody's supposed to be like the same in my genre or coming up like me, and we're all supposed to be anybody that's could be considered, I guess, for the XXL freshman cover. I'm from New York, and I got more money than everybody that's from New York supposed to be coming up. And like, you can actually go, like, stuff that I say in my music, you can actually reference it with other people, and they'll co-sign what I'm saying. Like other artists, they might rap about being in Saint-Tropez on a yacht in France, and took the helicopter, Lamborghini, and like those are lies. I rap about a Benz, I got a Benz. I rap about a fly condo, I got a condo. I don't say I got a mansion, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I do my thing. My music is more authentic and it's more passionate, and it gives you that feel. It gives you like a chill, like, you know what I mean? Like my music transcends, it transcends a genre. Like, certain type of people just listen to certain music, it just be like local. Mm-hmm. You might be high in your hood, I'm high everywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, with all different races and creeds, they mess with my music. Everybody hollering bricks in my backpack.
Has anyone said that you sound like anybody when you rap?
Man, they said it was so many people that they said I sound like that it just didn't make any sense because
none of them said, sound alike.
Yeah, like, if you said I sound like this one certain person all the time, right, maybe I sound like him. But they said I sound like everybody. These chicks ran up to me at a show. That I did the other day. I did CMJ. Shout out to CMJ. Shout out to Smash, on Man Hoff. Shout out to Sycamore. I did their show at Santos. And these chicks was, matter of fact, they didn't tell me I'm front. They told somebody, they say, oh my God, he sounds like a young Jadakiss, just better. You know what I mean? Then some mm-hmm. other people told me that I sound like 50 Cent. Then you had other people, like, they tell you sound like everybody. But I mean, they told me I sound like all good people, so that's a compliment.
That's good.
They ain't tell me I sound like who's bad? Who's a bad rapper that we don't like up here?
A lot of people talk about Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka is kind of good.
But he's actually not that terrible, because I actually listen to his
Waka Flocka is kind of good.
Who's a whack rapper
that can't rap?
They can't rap. They should stick to doing what they was doing before, flipping burgers.
Yeah,
I don't know. So you don't sound like him.
I don't sound like any whack. You never compare me to no whack.
So if he's
rap.
Waggy, he don't. Troy Ave does not sound like a whack rapper.
That's a fact. I don't sound like a whack rapper, and I don't appear to be a lion rapper.
Okay,
that's a fact too.
Do you take bits and pieces from any of the people that you maybe admire?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who do you admire? Who are your top artists that you actually listen to, like, or just so,
like? Homosexual, that's the proper word to say?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think men should admire men. Am I wrong?
Lord.
I think that's
you like can admire their career or just look up to them, aspire to be like,
yeah,
maybe.
People may have things that I aspire to have, but like, I'm from the street, so I aspired, and if you want to say air quote admire, I admire to be like people from the street, like legends from the street. It just so happened that I found rapping as a way to hopefully obtain some financial gain. See, that's my professional voice. So yeah, okay. I ain't aspired to be nobody. It was rappers that I like growing up, mm-hmm. of course. And then when I started to rap, I based like how to rap on them, because they were the only examples, such as Biggie, such as Master P, even Lil Flip. I like Lil Flip. Can't forget my man Fab Loso. He's always dope. Jay-Z from Brooklyn. Who else? I like a lot of people. Man, different rappers. Cam, when Cam was hot back in the days. Yeah, shout out to Harlem.
What advice can you give to any up-and-coming rappers right now? Or just artists in general?
Be yourself. Be yourself 100% and totally. And then, like, either people's going to respect it or they going, you know what I mean? They not. But mm-hmm. at least they going to respect you for being real. If you don't try to act like you a kingpin and you not rap mm-hmm. about, I hate my job, I'm working here at Dwayne Reed and it sucks. I mean, mm-hmm. or
so just keep it real.
Keep it real. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. Keep it real is so oversaturated. It's like swag. Nothing wrong with swag.
Do you think you need a gimmick, or do you think a gimmick is what really makes more money as far as the business model is concerned?
Nope. I think that a gimmick. Oh, my fault. Go into the mic. She's telling me to go into the mic, y'all. Pause. So, I think, like, see, I don't have headphones, so I don't know how the hell I sound. I'm just freestyling right now.
You sound perfect.
I sound perfect?
Yeah.
You flirting with me?
I'll let you know.
Don't be flirting with me.
Oh, boy.
She be flirting with me on Twitter. In case y'all didn't know.
I tweeted with him one time.
Oh, yeah?
It was once.
What'd you say?
I don't know what I said.
Okay.
It was more like you. It was more like you said you wanted to come to the show. You were like, "Make it happen, Coco." And I said, "All right, I'll see what I can do." Okay. That's what happened,
and we got it done.
And it's done.
And that's a fact.
Shout out to Brian for that one.
Story, but I'm not going.
Now well, BS, you know, we'll go back to the Twitter. We'll go back to the tweets and see what's popping.
So, actually, what happened with what you said about a gimmick?
Gimmick.
I think a gimmick is kind of whack. You should come up with a plan and like things take on a life of its own. Like I didn't plan on having bricks in my backpack like go crazy. Like everybody they latched onto that and they and they started saying bricks in my backpack. You know what I mean? Like I might do a show with a backpack on, but bricks in my backpack happened from an actual event of me going out of town to take care of something, and then it was just an idea that I flashed back to. But if you sit around and you think, yo, yeah, we're gonna do, yeah, you're gonna have to wear 2 gold teeth in your mouth, and then you're gonna be called 2 gold. Yeah, that's it. Now I mean, like that's corny.
All right, so what do you think about Nicki Minaj? Cause she's like manufactured right now. Even though she is pretty talented, she's different, and it took me a little while to grow to get into her.
Guess
but what do you think
Friday.
About her?
Guess what playing Friday?
I think, would you do a song with her?
Yeah, that's a fact. I would definitely. Nicki Minaj is dope. Like she rap crazy.
Have you met her?
No, I don't think I never met her. Maybe, I don't think so. Probably back in the days and some hip hop stuff.
But,
I doubt it because I never used to really be in those type of hip hop things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Nicki Minaj. Matter of fact, you know what? I did. We was in Miami Memorial Weekend at a at the video shoot for whatever they call it, this video with Fab and Puff and DJ Khaled and all them.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah that one.
yeah, that one, yeah. So, but Nicki Minaj is dope. She can rap. She rap like crazy. Man. Guess who's playing Friday? I like it.
All right.
Shout out my man Brian Alonso over there.
He over here getting his. I just realized.
Yeah, you just about he was taping?
I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
Hey, let's get
into
some music.
With the Dre's on and all.
We're gonna try to
headphones knocking.
We're gonna try to get you your music on, but right now we're gonna play something else.
Why we gonna play something else? Why wouldn't we just play my music?
Because we are having technical difficulties. So I'm trying to, I was trying to say it without saying it.
Rap a song.
Okay, do that. All right, do that.
Until we get everything.
Is this beat okay for you?
Any beat.
All right, let's go. I'm gonna cut my mic off.
This is how you do it, man.
All right, let's go.
November 9th, SOBs.
Hi.
Can I hear the beat? Can I hear?
Oh.
See, look, I don't even got no headphones. Reggae beat? Yeah,
it's reggae.
I can't do that.
All right, let's see.
We about to do Pootie Tang.
All right.
I'ma just... Okay. Okay, it don't matter. I can't hear nothing. Hold on. For more beats. No, I'm not plugged in right now. Yeah. Oh, this is my man Saigon joint. Shout out to Saigon. We about to get a joint. It's bricks in my bricks in my bricks in my backpack. It's your ass, baby. I let my swing. Living what I rap, so the money ain't a thing. 32 flat if you buy the whole thing. I'm married to the game, 5 carats in the ring. Escavan, I do it for real. Big body bins, no motherfucking deal. Still kinda no motherfucker. Got a whole van of white coming in, I'm a deal. Work out, fit me in the club with a bouquet. Girls love a brother with a dozen of bouquet. I let it violate if you're getting your hate on. Real niggas recognize me with their shades on. I'm just that bright. My flow gentleman, cause I'm just that nice. Bricks, chickens, and Benzies, just my life. On a regular day, I be twittering, running through a kilo of yay. So get at your yard, a Benzo road when I breeze on past. Cool it in the mouth and breeze when it pass. A Canarsie pair, your girl feel the same way. So I up the dead, then I pull off the Magnum. And you still pull off the Magnum. Trigger finger still take a pull off the Magnum. 357, Expedia T, send you the Lord of Heaven. I'm cool as a fan, yeah, your boy a big spinner. Champagne for breakfast, chin-chins for dinner. Madison Square Garden events, how I get down. $1,000 seats, nigga, you ain't trying to sit down. More on the Brightland, just to tell time. And with David Bling, you know I'm gon' shine. Right as a motherfucker, and I ain't got a son. Sergio jogging suits, and I don't even run. Full length sheepskins, some 80s with the bot. My chick wear Louboutin, I bought a blue fox. cashmere socks just to keep my feet warm. Louis V belts just to keep my heat on. With no toilet, I do that. Half a brick in my turtleneck, who that slick? My phone is prepaid and so is my legal. My brother, I'm getting paid like everything's legal. Aha!
Clap
it up and all that good stuff. See, they ain't have everything ready, so we just had to adapt. I'm an adapter. I like to adapt.
Okay.
I'm an adapter.
All right.
You want your headphones adapter back now, don't you? Call me the adapter Don.
All right, so we have to wrap up the show right quick. But I saw that you have a little advice column on Nerd at the Cool Table.
Yes,
how's that been working out
Nerd
for you?
At the Cool Table. I mean, it's working out cool for me. I've been giving advice to them. How has it been working out for them?
It's cool. Do you get a lot of people asking you?
A whole lot. We got to limit the questions to 3, and then they extended it to 5. But like, sometimes I be in a rush on my BlackBerry. But man, we just doing 3. Catch them next time. So a lot of people got problems and need advice. I noticed that.
So a quick question. It's winter's coming.
And November 9th, I got a show at SOB's with Joel Ortiz. That's a fact. Okay, Looks in My Backpack is available.
I like Joel Ortiz.
Okay. The new video, 107,000 views in less than 24 hours.
That's what's
up. Troy FCMJ show. And winter is coming. That means chinchilla collars and all that.
And Boo Lovin'.
Are you coming to SOB's?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're invited. You're cordially invited right now on the
Thank
show.
Thank you. That's
You're
wonderful.
You're welcome. So are you coming?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. I have your word.
Yes.
On air.
November 9th.
That's a
Well,
fact.
Let me check that.
She got to check
calendar
and pencil me in to high itinerary. Speaking of Boo Lovin', Trey Songz beat is playing in the background now.
I'm just saying, so what would you offer, what advice would you offer someone who's trying to get booed up right now? Because I feel like this weekend, Halloween weekend, is kind of like the time to lock it down.
Okay.
Before. So what advice would you offer someone that is trying to get booed up?
If it's women, because women only try to get booed up. So you got to.
Man, I swear to you, I overheard a man say, it's winter, I need to start getting something lined up. I need to get something lined up.
He's a sucker. He drinks banana milkshakes.
You know what's funny? My guest from 2 weeks ago said that a man that admits that he wants to be in a relationship, a woman needs to stay away from him because he's lame.
Exactly. He's lame and he could be other things. That's not my phone. Whose unprofessional phone is ringing on my tongue? God damn it. That you, Brian? Come on, man.
It's all good. It's all good. So, this is college radio. We try to keep it professional up in here, but
it's a lot of booze out here.
It is what happens.
In, I seen some joints.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
This is the most international. This is the most diverse school in the nation. So you have your pick.
Okay.
Of any country, any ethnicity.
Right.
It'll be right here.
However you want it.
However way you want it. You want some Asian tonight, you might get all the cuisines. You may get everything.
Well, that is good that you say that. That's a great segue.
This school is definitely Asian.
That's a great segue. Cuisines. If you want to get booed up, you need to know how to cook.
Word.
That's a fact. You need
Brian
to
tasted
somebody.
A couple of my he bought a sweet potato cheesecake for me last year.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that, Brian?
Excellent. Was it good?
It was bananas. That's what he said. And I made some stuffed shells on Sunday.
Oh, stuffed shells. Where could I get some of this food at?
I mean, we'll talk behind the scenes, brother.
Okay.
We'll work that out. So he tasted it. It had pork in it. So he was a little bit reluctant. But
he ate pork? No.
He didn't eat a lot of it. He just had like a little bite of it.
The truth comes out.
He had a little bite of it.
Oh,
and
man.
It was good. It was good, right, Brian? I guess he don't eat pork. I guess you don't eat pork.
I eat pork.
Oh, okay.
Of course I eat pork.
See, a lot of black folks don't say of course. They say of course not.
I eat pork. Is Jesus white?
No.
Yo, this
chicken. All right, Troy.
All right, I'm going to tell you about
we're
going
to have to wrap it up right quick. We have another show coming in right after.
All right, they wrapping it up. Get me up out of here.
But thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you more for having me.
Of course.
Well, that was a smooth professional voice. Thank you more for having me.
No,
appreciate
not really.
No? That was a Midnight Radio voice? You live with Coco and Troy.
I hit a lot of you people, but everybody check out Troy Ave. That is his Twitter handle
at Troy Ave.
And you can follow me, Miss Coco Love.
That's a fact.
And yeah, check me out next week. Next week, Stuff Nasty will be in the building.
Troy.com.
That's the homie, friend of the show. And then I'm trying to get my boy from Bird Gang to come through, so we'll see if that works out. But everybody, keep it locked to WBMB 87.9 The Biz. The one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Keep it locked.
Hey, baby, what you doing today, baby?
Oh, I'm just checking out my girl.
Who that? Who that?
Well, you know Miss Coco Love.
Oh, I like her. She foxy. She's a foxy mom.
Oh, yeah, she sure is.
I can't wait. Well, what's that on? What station that on?
That's on WBMB.
What's going on? This is your girl, Kimberly Riley, with FSL Cosmetics, and I want you to check out my girl.